Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Joe Montone, founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And here's your host, Joe Montone.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Finding God in Prison. My name is Joe Montone, and it is a privilege and a pleasure to be here at Holy Spirit Radio. And my friends, we have a terrific show for you today. As you know, we are heavily involved in inmate reentry work and recovery work from substance abuse. Today we have two guests who will be calling in. Our first guest will be David Walker, a gentleman who attended the WINGS program over at CFCF, the Karan Fromhold Correctional Facility, inside the Philadelphia prison system, some 3.5 years ago, and was just discharged only a couple of weeks ago. And David will be with us. Our second guest, Mark Owens, will be calling in about 1:30. Mark was with us with the Philadelphia Industrial Correctional Center within the Philadelphia prison system as well. And both of these gentlemen will be with us today to share their stories and their involvement within the WINGS program. They've made a real impact on my life and on the lives of many other WING men. And so it's just a privilege and a pleasure to be back with you here at 1570 AM and 1420 AM WISP and WCOJ, Holy Spirit Radio. And I just want to say God bless you and thank you for listening in to us. This is our 11th broadcast. And I want to take a moment to begin the show by just thanking Dale and Jane for the opportunity to be here once again and for their support over the many years we've been involved with the radio station. I also want to note just a small thank you here to Kathy Gasson, who passed on a couple of months ago. Kathy was a great supporter of the WINGS program and our nonprofit organization, My Father's Vineyard. She did a tremendous job for us, setting us up with each and every broadcast. She's been on pilgrimage with us many times to New York and Mexico City. And we just have some wonderful memories of Kathy and the, just the friendship and the support that she gave to us. She was a real blessing. And I just want to get that out there because, although she has passed away, I do not forget Kathy. And, I listen to many of the shows that we've recorded in the past, and she did the intro for us, and her voice will always be there for us to listen to. And I want to take a moment also to just thank Mother Angelica, who also passed on this year. Mother was a wonderful person that I actually had to meet down on pilgrimage at the Eternal Word Television Network. And we brought many groups down to Mother's home, over 30 pilgrimages. And so I just want to, just pray that God will bless Kathy and Mother Angelica and that the Lord will take care of them and take care of us. We just ask for the Lord's help in all ways for us to, to do exactly what the Lord says to do and not to do, to line up. One of the great things in the WINGS program. I wanted to take a moment to just thank the Wells Fargo organization for their generosity and support of the WINGS program, and also the Charitable Exchange for their continuous financial support. They have been with us for quite some time, and we do appreciate their financial support of the WINGS program inside the Philadelphia prison system and other places. They have been there time and time again. And we also want to take a moment to thank the Connolly Foundation for their support. Each and every foundation has helped us in a different way and has helped to move forward the WINGS program at My Father's Vineyard into its 16th year. And it's just been a real blessing. And as we continue through the beginning of the show, I want to just give you an update on what's been going on in the WINGS program. And July 13th, we had 30 men at the Karan Fromhold Correctional Center graduate, and an additional 20 men graduated on July 18th at the Philadelphia Industrial Correctional Center. And so we're doing well. August 15th, 2016, we have 3 new classes and 80 new men starting the program. And we're looking forward to that. Also, week in and week out, we are at Drexel University, and we are moving forward in our fourth year. And each and every week, we are working on the lives of the men who have been discharged or on house arrest, moving them forward. And last but not least, we are the recipients of the Wings Home now, which is a transitional home for men on house arrest. And that is actually ongoing and being rehabbed in Northeast Philadelphia. That'll be for men coming home or discharged or on house arrest, and a transitional home for the men to help them to move forward in their lives. So I think David Walker is on the line. David, are you there?
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
David, good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. Welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our show, Finding God in Prison. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Joe. You know, I'm blessed, man. You know, it's a blessing to be on the radio. You know, it's my first time, so it's a little nervous, but all glory go to God.
Okay, all the glory to God. That's right, David. I'm so happy you're home, my friend, because you know, you came a long way. You actually entered the Wings program on February 27, 2013, and completed 19 sessions, and then graduated. 3.5 years later, here we are. You're actually home. And, you know, just an amazing story. I want to give you a chance to talk a little bit about your upbringing in Philadelphia, your life story, a little bit how, you know, you came into the Wings program, and, you know, what you've gotten out of the Wings program since you've been with us. So, if you would.
I started the program while I was incarcerated, CSCF, and I just did the program, you know, just to make it look good for court and everything. They said it was a new program starting up, so I wanted to check it out. So that was my whole intention, was just, you know, to make it look good for court. But as I got into the program, like, it really started to make sense. Like, you really grabbed me the first day. And the main thing was, you know, getting your priorities straight in your life. You know, if we don't have those things straight, then we're going to be mixed up. You know, we're going to be discombobulated, and things is not going to be right in our life because our priorities is not straight. So once I was learning about that, you know, God first, then you, then your family, then work. Once you have all these things stable, then a lot of things start coming together in your life. You know, like you say, you'll find that peace and that joy that you've always been lacking. And then knowing that it was a spiritual program, it was just all amazing. I thought it was just a regular program, but you involve God into it, which is a very important thing, a main necessity that you need in this life, because without him, you're not going to make it. So once I started, you know, going week after week, man, I loved it, man. I loved talking. I love what you brung to us, and how you were explaining to us, like, where we need to go in life and how to get there. And you was willing to help us in anything that we needed, you know, to get to succeed our goals. And you don't see that in a lot of people who really genuinely care for an incarcerated person. You know, they just doing their job too. So once I was going to the program and everything like that, man, it was like I really enjoyed it. Like you said, I've been to the program like 3 times now. I just couldn't get enough of it. It really helped me get through my incarceration, because it changed my mental stability. You know, it changed how I think. It changed how I look at things. And then it really changed. It made me look into the future. What do I really want out of life? And how I'm going to get there, and what I have to do to get there. And you made that clear, you know, by putting it on the drawing board, you know. And without it, like you said, without a plan, you will not know where you're going. Without an action, you're just going to be, it's just going to be theory. It's nothing without action.
Right.
So really, you know, enticed me to really go on with the program. And just, I love it, you know. I taught it to a couple people, to my cellies and everything, you know, just to try to help them get into a good track. And Joe, they love the program. They love what you say, man. And it's not my words, it's all your words, you know.
Excellent.
And this is what I learned, and I was facilitating to them and everything. So
Excellent, David.
It changed a lot of people's lives. It definitely changed my life, and it still is because I'm still going. Even if I got out, I'm still here, and I want to continue this with you because I believe a lot of people need this type of teaching. A lot of people need this type of help and this type of new thinking to succeed in this lifetime now, you know. And if you can't do it without God, and that's the main important thing in this program, that's the spiritual. You know, you can't do it without God, and that's why God is always first in your priority list.
Okay. David, you know, you said it. You said a lot right there, and I just want to interject that, you know, you did actually graduate for the first time on March 13th, 2013, and then because you did such a great job and we actually became like personal friends, you continued to come to the graduations along with other men to be a guest speaker at the graduations subsequently. And, you know, you had an impact on other men, both at the graduations and also in your own cell. While you were actually in the cell, you know, the Lord says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And that's it. You kind of took what we gave you in the Wings program and continued to distribute it out to other men to build them up. And, you know, I'm really proud of you. I know I'll never forget, you know, when we went to court together and the outcome, you know, that we actually received. It was a special thing that we will always share that day, you know. And now to have you home, it's just a powerful thing. I was wondering if you could share a little bit with our audience about the actual day we went to court, your mindset and what was going through your mind and what your hopes were.
Well, I was we was in court. It's my sentencing date, and I was looking at 15 to 30 years. So I plead out and took an open plea, and I was having faith in God to know that, you know, whatever his will is, you know, I'm okay with it, you know. And the crazy thing about it was that I was praying and hoping for a 7.5 to 15. That's what I would consider that as an ultimate blessing. I would have just loved the 7.5 to 15. So I was there in that sense that I was nervous. Joe, you came up and spoke, you know, and you introduced the program to the judge, and she loved it, you know. And it was just a miraculous thing because as the judge was calculating my sentence, I was praying right there at the table, please, God, 7:15, 7:15, 7:15. And she told me, I don't think that you're a bad person because these people had came up and spoke on your behalf. And she said, I don't think you're a bad person. So and she was like, I'm going to give you this chance. And she gave me a 4-8 with 5 years probation with that. And I was just praying for a 7-15. I mean, I cried at that table. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was unreal. I couldn't believe, I didn't believe that this can happen. And God just showed me what he really can do, man. He showed me that if you have faith, man, that it's the size of a mustard seed, man. You can move anything, any obstacle out your way, you know. He said if you delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you desires of your heart. So it was like, I didn't doubt God, but I didn't think I can get a sentence that low, you know. Yep. So it was just amazing. I would never forget that. That's one of the most miraculous things that happened in my life that I would never forget. And I'm glad that you shared that with me because this is a testimony that I share of what God can really do for those who love him, you know, for his children, man. And it's like, man, that really, really changed my life even more. That made me never to forget what God has done, never to forget how God protects and keep his children, you know.
Yep.
And I wouldn't, even though I'm not perfect, but I know what God, I know who I am in God, you know. I'm a child of God, and I know that, you know, in him, man, that I'm perfect, you know. Mm-hmm. In him, that I can do all things in Christ will strengthen me. So it was just miraculous. I would never forget that day.
And David, I want to jump in on that. I will never forget it either, because you know, for with God, nothing shall be impossible, Luke 1:37. And the judge said, you know, David, you know, you only had one thing in your past. Some guys have quite a record. And she stated, you only have one DUI in your past, and the crime just doesn't fit you. Your family is all here in the courtroom. And you've done a great job in the Wings program, a program I really think is a credible program. And she went on to speak about you and the good things. And we came out with that 4-8 sentence versus 18 to 22, which is what she said. Normally, I would give 18 to 22 in this case. So, you know, all I can say is that God was there in the classroom. He was there in the courtroom. And he's still with us on the outside at Drexel University, which is a powerful thing. And I want to thank you for coming down to Drexel and for, you know, just being part of the Wings program now here on Holy Spirit Radio. And this program was born basically here at Holy Spirit Radio, Finding God in Prison. So I want to ask you to take a moment and talk a little bit about your time while incarcerated. Did you grow spiritually prior to being incarcerated, or did it all happen within the system itself?
I really found God in prison. Like, you know, the whole thing of you grow up in church, you know. I grew up with my grandparents, you know, they forced you to go to church, you know. I'm glad that happened because it gave me a sense of a background, but I didn't really want to be there or anything like that. You know, I veered off when I was a teenager, did teenager things, you know. Never got in too much trouble, but did stupid things. So when I got incarcerated, I wasn't looking for God at all. I really wasn't. I just wanted to, you know, find a way, you know, to do my time and get out of jail. And during that time, the couple weeks I first was there, it was one guy that was sitting by himself with a Bible in his hand, always sitting by himself. And something just told me, go talk to him. I'm like, and I'm battling with myself. I don't want to talk to him. I don't even know him. No, I don't want to talk to him. So the next day, the same voice said, go over there and talk to him. Ask him how you get to church. So I finally went over there. I asked him, you know, how he signed up for church. He told me how to sign up. I went down there that night. And when I went down there that night, I heard the message and everything. But it didn't really dawn on me or nothing like that. So I came back to the cell. The guy gave me a Bible. So I took the Bible. And he told me to read the the book of John. And I read that book. And I never understood the King James Version, A Day in My Life. I always thought it was the one of the worst translations of the Bibles that you could understand. And I never could understand it, you know. So after like a month, I start reading the Bible more and more and more, and I start really understanding what it was really saying. And this was amazing to me because I never could understand the Bible. I always knew how to read and comprehend right, but I never could understand what the Bible was really saying. And I told God, I said, God, if you can help me in this situation, I promise you I would dedicate my life to you. And I made that promise within that month. And I said, I will work hard. I will dedicate my life to you. And I will make sure I will live a life worthy of yours. So I did that. And man, it was amazing change. Like my mindset started changing. He started putting people around me that needed to be changed and even was helping me to change, you know, and we start forming our own little groups, Bible study groups, and it was good young Christian brothers that was eager to learn. And I only been a Christian for 4 years. 4 years. And my knowledge has, oh man, is unreachable. It's like I never knew that I could know so much. God has imparted so much into me about the Bible. It's like people much knowledge into me that I couldn't even understand. How do I know these things? Why is it coming so good and clearly to me, whereas though I can explain it to another brother so simple and they can understand it, when I couldn't even first understand the King James Version myself? you know, and God just started working on me and working on me through that whole incarceration. And I was seeing it. Other people were seeing it. And it was like, I was scared of it at first. Like, whoa, like, I'm witnessing the power of God in me. But I was scared. I was running away from certain things that God was telling me to do because I was scared. But, you know, man, I asked the Holy Spirit for that boldness. And I started, you know, teaching Bible study classes. I started holding these. And I started holding studies and everything. And upstate. When I went upstate and everything, it even got even better up there. I know I'm singing on the choirs. I love to sing now, you know, sing for God. And it's like these things I would never have done if I never was incarcerated, you know. And I thank God for allowing me to go through this journey because he always knows what he's doing. That's why I don't question nothing in my life that happens because God is a sovereignty God and he knows what he's doing. I might not like what the situation or what's going on right now, but I know God is in control of it and I have to be humble and get on my knees and pray and pray myself through these situations because God is in control of everything that goes on. So if these things happen, it's of his will.
Yeah.
So I'm learning not to question these things because as I was in jail, I didn't question nothing about God, you know, and he came through with me every time, for me every time. And I would always give him the glory and the honor of what he do, man.
What he
do, man. He has done so much for me. And I've seen him do so much in other people's lives, and, you know, and even through this through your program, Joe, it's like so many people's lives has changed inside the jail system. It's just amazing. And it's crazy because of all religion. You have Muslims, other people that don't even believe in Christ. They love what you teach. And that's good because it's a gateway, man. Maybe God could start starting on them then and there, but they understand that they need God somewhere in their life.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's
I thank God for it.
I appreciate that, David. I really do. And we're going to send a copy of this CD up to some people we know on the inside, upstate. But, you know, everything you said is just, you know, so perfect. And I can't wait to get to have you as a guest speaker in the 5 high schools in Bucks County and others beyond starting in September. I really know that you're going to hit a home run with every class that we go to. And, you know, we've been doing that for 18 months with the Falls Township Police Department and Officer John Yeager. And we've done very, very well in the schools for the principals and the students and just making an impact. You can't change people, but you can have an impact. And your testimony here today will have an impact on many people. And this is why I knew immediately when I saw you after many years that, you know, I've been waiting to get you here and into the schools because God has a plan for you, David. How old are you, sir?
I'm 27. I'll be 28 and 20 days.
Okay, so what are you doing for the next 50 years?
Serving God.
That's right, because we have a lot of work to do, and I need a guy like you to duplicate, you know, if you can, you know, what we already do, to do it again, you know, to handle the facilitation on the inside, which will require you to be off probation, so it'll be a while, but you could do it at Drexel University. You could do it at other locations that we are at. And there's a lot of work that we can do together, David. And, you know, as I just looked down, I know that, you know, God has a plan for you. And he's just going to bless you abundantly the more and more you give testimony about what to do and what not to do. And, you know, as a young guy, 27, man, you know, you've got the world ahead of you. And how much time have you served, David, inside?
I served 4 years inside.
4 years. Okay. And the
tough, 4 years, yeah.
The most difficult thing about serving time is?
Can't get it back.
You can't get it back. That's right. Those are 4 years that you cannot get back.
That's exactly why I use my time wisely. And that's part of your program, you know, time management. You know, what are you doing with your time? Even though you're incarcerated, what are you doing, you know? Are you just playing cards all day, you know? You know, like you say, your physical, I work it out. I get my mental in and my spiritual. So it kept me balanced. And that's the truth. Like, I've seen a lot of people who just play cards all day and then they're frustrated because they're not balanced. They don't work out. You know, they just, this is what they do. They play cards and watch TV. They're not physically balanced. You know, they have no spiritual side in them, or they have no physical, you know, or mentally, just doing one thing, and it's overload. Too much of anything can take you over.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, that's, you know, your program, you know, it revolves around your life. Now, that's why it's good. People need to hear these things,
right,
man.
It's really a life-building program, the WINGS program. And there are many out there, but I should tell you that we have an 80% success rate now in the first year for men coming home, and a 92% success rate for men home 2 years, and men home 3 years, 100% success rate. So, you know, right now we are measuring progress, and after 5 years completed inside the Philadelphia prison system, those are our stats. And beyond that, if you didn't know it, you know, we are a formal program when men approved by the district attorney's office and the public defender's office and the commissioner of the Philadelphia prison system. I just tell you that because we have the ability to help men to come home early with an early parole, work release, house arrest, a reduction in time, as you know, personally witnessed, and also for men who are outside who have a violation of probation, they are mandated to come into the WINGS program for 10 weeks, but then immediately upon graduation, get to come to Drexel University for 1 year on Saturday mornings and be part of the WINGS program. So we have grown since you've been in the program in the last 3.5 years, and really, we're moving forward beyond that. We now have a transitional home, which is being rehabbed. It's almost completed, and 5 men who are on either house arrest or work release will come there, and that's the whole purpose of it. No one can be there, by the way, unless they are working and saving money, because it's transitional. It's not to be there forever. But I just want to get back to you, David, that it's just a joy to have you here at Holy Spirit Radio, you know, and we had a great class many years ago when you took our first class. I remember the guys, and you know, I remember some of the men who we were with there. And I'll tell you, we're doing well on the outside, but also on the inside, a lot of men still send letters, and they're looking forward to coming home. So you know, anything we can do, we will continue to do it. But I just wanted to ask you one more thing. Since you come home, your strategy for success on the outside, your plan of action, has incorporated Drexel University and basically going on job interviews. Do you have anything lined up for work already?
I would like to say yes, because it's a clothing store. My application was getting pulled yesterday, so I could be looking at an interview in a couple of days. But besides that, you know, I've been filling out apps. I've only been home a month now, so I've been filling out apps, you know, online applications. I have resumes. I passed them out and everything, you know. But, you know, it's like sometimes you can get discouraged, you know. But I'm not going to stop, because I know God's going to come through with something for me, you know. So it's like I'm going to keep striving, and I'm going to keep on trying to do the right thing, you know, and eventually I'm going to get a job. It just has to happen, you know. So
David, we have contacts with ShopRite, Walmart, and Lowe's now, and some temp agencies. So we're going to do everything we can to get you working as soon as possible. You know, the goal is within 3 to 30 days. So, but I just want to thank you for calling in. Right now we have Mark Owen, who's on the line. He's going to be talking to us. And again, I want to thank you for talking to us on Finding God in Prison and at Holy Spirit Radio. You have made the show a great show. And I want to say God bless you and your family and your brother, Greg, who I know very well. And just wish you the best. I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow morning at Drexel University.
Yes, I will. All right, Joe, man, I like to appreciate, man. Thank you, man, for sticking in this thing with me, man. You definitely, you know, been more than a friend to me, you know, and I just appreciate, you know, being here with me, you know, and it was just a blessing that God has put you in my life, you know, and not just you, you know, a lot of people he done put in my life, you know, a lot of new Christian brothers, you know, to surround myself with, you know.
Yep.
You know, and he blessed me with, you know, a new girl, you know, so her name is Naya and everything. Hopefully, you know, she'll come to the program one day with you, you know. I've been telling her about it, so she's just a little busy.
Okay.
So, but God has blessed me with good people in my life, and I'm recognizing, I'm realizing that, you know, that maybe this is the way that I need to go, you know. So,
okay.
You know, I just like to thank you, man, just for being there for me, man. It means a lot to me.
You're welcome,
man. You know,
and God bless you. We are brothers in Christ, and continue to pray for me, my friend, and I will pray for you as well. And I'll
right,
see you tomorrow morning, David. God bless.
All right, bless.
Have a great day.
How are you,
too? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was David Walker with us as our first guest on Finding God in Prison. If you're just tuning in with us, you're listening to Holy Spirit Radio, and welcome to Finding God in Prison. This is 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. My name is Joe Montone, your host, and we are back with you for the 11th broadcast. Mark Owen, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay, Mark, let me see if I can raise the volume a little bit. And okay. Can you speak up again?
Hello?
Okay, I can barely hear you, but can you... okay. Okay. How are you doing, Mark?
I'm doing all right. How's the...
Perfect. I can hear you fine. As we say in aviation, loud and clear.
Loud and clear.
Loud and clear. And...
difficulty with my radio, trying to get the radio situated. Was playing some something other than but it's all right.
Very good, Mark. I want to thank you.
On phone, I could hear the last part of what David Walker was saying. It was good to hear him, man. He's an inspiration to me as well. Young man coming home on the right thing. The Lord is blessing him. He's following the program.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I just want to introduce you to our listeners, Mark. Mark Owen was with me at the Philadelphia Industrial Correctional Center, started the WINGS program in February 2016, attended 16 sessions at PIC and then discharged, and attended many sessions at Drexel University. I just want you to know that within the system itself, Mark became a leader and started attending a second WINGS program and started on his own taking attendance for me, which we had 35 men in the room. And so he made my life a little easier within the classroom. And following suit after discharge, Mark took it upon himself to actually contact the Walmart Corporation and has literally opened up 7 stores for us. 7 store managers have agreed to at least talk with us and to begin a dialogue about entry-level positions within the Walmart Corporation for second-chance employment. So, Mark, I gotta hand it to you. You are a wingman, you are a leader, and God is using you to help to move men back into employment in Philadelphia.
Oh, thank you, Joe. All praise belong to God, man. You know, that day when I walked into that Walmart, we were actually going there to shop, you know. But I started talking to a manager and just asked them, were they hiring people coming from prison? You know, were they a second-chance employer? And it just started a conversation, and one thing led to another, and he put me in contact with the right people. And as you say, now we have a dialogue going back and forth, and we're ready to start doing career days and things of that nature at the Drexel campus, room 1119-245, soon to, you know, do job readiness. You know, for a lot of the guys are ready. As a matter of fact, David was one of the men. David is ready. You know, he's filling out the app online. But it's looking good. It's looking good.
Yeah, that's great. And you know what I love about David? He brings me a lot of peace. He did that in the classroom. He did that over the radio. He did it at Drexel. And that's the guy, that's the role model in bringing people peace. And he's got it really well situated with his relationship with God. And that's where we want to be, Mark. You know, and one of the things I love about you, and this was displayed in many of your writing assignments, which I'm looking at right now, at Pick. You know, one of the things we try to do, ladies and gentlemen, is get to know our men. We measure trust one conversation at a time. And within 50 hours and 10 weeks and 20 sessions, we get a lot of opportunity to converse and to dialogue and to measure that trust in word and action. And so, Mark, you are, you know, a wingman. You've proven it. And that's why you're on the radio today. And it's no coincidence here. You're on Holy Spirit Radio.
And, amen.
And this is a special place that began, you know, in March 19th, which happens to be my birthday, I'll be honest with you, many, many years ago, and 1999. And I just tell you that we have been here many times as a guest and as a show host, and it's a privilege and an honor to have you as our guest today, because I, you know, you're like a brother now, and when I ask you to, you know, to help out, you're always right there, and not only that, but you're getting things done. We've had great success with just beginning with Walmart and also with the PNC Bank people, and and also with our men down at Drexel, reinforcing some of the things in education and employment that we have to do week in and week out. So I want to ask you, if you would, just give us a little bit of a background on yourself, how old you are, and how much time have you served in your life, and how we met, kind of, and why you joined the Wings program in itself.
Okay, well, I'm 52 years old, and we met at Pick, as you said, Joe. And I'm on the block. When I came to the block, I immediately started looking for something positive to get into. Otherwise, I knew I wouldn't make it, you know. So I linked up with the Christian brothers that were there, and we're praying, we're making services, but I needed something else. And I heard these guys talking about different programs and jabs and different things, and that's all positive. But then there was this particular crew that would come back in the evening, and they would be all psyched up talking about they had homework assignment. I said, homework assignment? Who's giving out homework? And they said, we're part of the wing. We're wingmen. This is wings and winning ideas, nurturing growth and success. I said, okay. And one of the guys let me hold his folder, and I started skipping through some of the information and the assignments. And I'm like, man, where is this at? I want to go. When's the next meeting? And they tried to get me on the list, and they couldn't get me on the list. And 1 week I just snuck up there. Sorry, but that's the truth. But I snuck up there to meet Joe Montone and the Wings program, because one of the things that I read in the packet was that the umbrella organization that Wings, I mean the umbrella that Wings is under, is My Father's Vineyard. God has given me a vision for a program called My Father's House. I said, this sounds like someplace I need to be. So, and I'm praying, and I'm asking God for things, and he's showing me, this is it. This is it, you know. Somebody told me a long time ago, he said, when you find what you want to do, find someone who's already doing it and doing it well, and let them mentor you. And that's Joe Montone and the Wings program for Mark Owen. And I thank God for you, Joe, and all the things that you have sown into my life and so many men's lives. You know, the patience that you show with a group of guys who, and it's hard. And you showed me some things, because they would get on my nerves sometimes, making noise and, you know, being impatient, just like I am, you know, in different times. But, you know, you see it in others first, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, you showed me the love, the care, and the concern, you know, that it's about them. It's not about us. You see, I'm here to serve them. You showed me that God chose you to leave a six-figure income and 24 years ago and start this organization. And, you know, you're a pilot. And, you know, the scripture talks about, it says, you lay down your life for the brethren. That's not an easy piece, you know, and that's something I want to do. I want to be a sent one, not a went one. I don't want to just go because I want to go. I want to go because God is saying go, and because if he's telling me to go, then he's going to back me up with everything in heaven.
Right.
You know? So, and the lifestyle that I come from, Joe, the disobedience and the drugs, the alcohol, the women, all the foolishness, you know, thank you, Lord. The feelings of inadequacy, you know, of the feelings of feeling less than because of the way I grew up in some respects, you know, some things, you miss some stuff, you know, bullying goes on into a child when you're growing up, you know, and my mother taught me this is something. When you go to school, you say, excuse me, may I, thank you, please. But when I got to school, that wasn't what was going on. Mother, they fight me. It's a lot of stuff. And the truth of the matter is that I didn't like to fight, Joe, as a child. I was not a violent child. But a lot of things that happened, I realized with me, was I became something that I was not.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And I think that's what goes on with a lot, no doubt, with a lot of people. I see it with a lot of the people that I work with, the children. You know, you become just to fit in. You go along to get along. You become something that you're not. And then all of a sudden, now you're locked into this role and you don't know how to get out.
Right.
But thank God for God and using programs like WINGS. Because when you step into the WINGS classroom, one of the things that's on the board is the priorities of life we talk about. You know, life is at the top of the board. And you said, then there's God and you. And you must do what God says to do. Then things will start to work themselves out. But I'm grateful, and I might be getting ahead of myself, Joe. Let me slow down here. But I'm just full, man, because God has, I got a ways to go, but He's solidified some things in my life.
Well,
you know, my relationship with Him, I'm sure of, it's steadfast. You know, I don't know, I know you know about this, but the radio audience may not know, but on June the 29th, I got sick out of nowhere. I started having seizures. And I'm so grateful for Edna, my fiance, that she was here with me and that she had had some experience working with people that have this gun. She didn't panic, but she stayed with me. But between June the 29th and July, I think, 3rd, I had 15 seizures. You know, grand mal seizures, and they didn't know what it was.
Right.
They still don't know what it was. But God has kept me, and I haven't had a seizure since, you know, once they stabilized me. And I'm just trusting and believing God.
Yeah.
You know, I spoke about Edna, my fiance, but she's one of the people, Joe, that, like you talked about, we talked about in the program, you said, you know, there's a hole in your heart, right?
Yep.
There's a hole in a person's heart. A lot of men have a hole in their heart. A lot of times it's relationship issues. It may be daddy issues, mommy issues, or whatever type of issues it is, but you need to fill that hole with the right things, you know. And your circle of influence have to be people that lift you up and not push you down. Well, she's one of the people that lifts me up, and I thank God for her.
And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing, Mark. I know when you were going through that 4-day period with the seizures, she had called me, and of course, I was waiting for you at Drexel, and you didn't show, but later on, I got that call, and I knew something in my heart. I knew something was not right, because, you know, it was just the first time that you didn't come, and you didn't call, and I called you, and so I knew something was wrong, and sure enough, but we just, you know, pray that God will bless you with a lot of good health, because we have much work to do, and yeah. And we just want to, you know, give you every opportunity we can to help you to stabilize your stability and credibility and move forward and to do many things. You know, I'm looking at your resume here, Mark, and you've got some fascinating work that you did in the past, volunteering over at St. John Hospice under the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. You have...
Yeah.
You have time at Gardensia as a peer specialist.
Yeah.
Time also as a child care worker for Universal Quality Child Care Summer Camp.
Yeah.
You know, some great organizations. And, you know, if anyone is listening out there and would like to, interview Mark and offer him a position, we would certainly appreciate it. You can, give us a call through Holy Spirit Radio and contact me directly at 215-345-1570. That's 215-345-1570. And Mark has, a lot of talent. He's worked under State Senator Shirley M. Kitchen's office.
Shirley Kitchen, yeah.
Yep. And also with several other organizations under Project Home and the Hub for Hope. And so a lot of nonprofits who are doing great work. You've been there, and now you're part of the WINGS program, Mark. And,
yes, sir.
And God is in the miracle-making business. So I know
yes,
he's going to do a miracle in you and in me. I mean, it's just a powerful thing. You mentioned, my own background in leaving corporate America as a pilot and how God has created now 18 years of all kinds of projects under humanitarian work, reentry, recovery, and he's going to do the same for you because you've agreed to place him number one and line up with what he says to do and what he says not to do, which is God's will, in essence. And so I want to go into the classroom right now, Mark. When we were at PIC, one of the things we did there is to train people to be facilitators or guest speakers in the schools and to give their testimonies. And if you recall, the evening, we had about 30 men there, and one man was just finished, and there was another man I had selected to come up. And
you got to say no more. I know what you're talking about. It was phenomenal.
I mean, you just have to tell the story of how...
Ladies and gentlemen, I picked up on what you're talking about, Joe. It was amazing. Joe was about to pass off to the next individual to tell him, your turn. He's the guy. He's a time man. He always tells us when it's time. Time. Runs his mouth the whole time. But when it's time to go, he's like, Joe, it's time. So it's his time now to take the chalk and write on the board what the WINGS program is. And we had run out of chalk, and Joe's using this little,
maybe an inch.
I don't think it was even an inch, maybe a quarter inch. He was writing, struggling to write with. And he said, here you go. He tosses the thing maybe 6 feet.
The guy is
just sitting there with his hand up, and the chalk landed right between his fingers. He never moved.
Yeah. It actually was more like about 10 to 15 feet, but it went right between his index finger and his thumb.
And his thumb.
And it stayed right there. It was, saw it. It was an amazing encounter with God right there that evening, that the Lord himself guided that chalk into the thumb and index finger for that gentleman, and who always called time just to give me, but a great guy who graduated actually and attended a second time, but you were witness to that miracle itself was just an amazing thing, and I want to read while I have you on the air, Mark, a letter that you wrote. Okay, one of your, I do have your graduation certificate right here. Your official graduation was the 22nd day of April, 2016, 40 hours and all required assignments inside the Philadelphia Industrial Correctional Center. And of course, there were many writing assignments. One of the questions I asked you was this: what is your reason why you want to succeed in the WINGS program? And here it is: success and reentry is the number one goal of the WINGS program. The acronym for the name has within the concept of success, WINGS, winning ideas, nurturing growth, and success. So at the very core of my reason for wanting to succeed is tied to my family and community. The tide has to be turned. There is so much potential that needs to be nurtured and groomed in me, my family, and community. I want to be the catalyst. The catalyst, or rather an agent of change. I was told that if you find what you want to do, then find someone who does it well and then let them mentor you. The WINGS program under the auspice of the Holy Spirit is doing what I want to do. helping individuals, families, communities maximize developmental opportunities for growth through one conversation at a time. And you just reinforced that as you spoke earlier, Mark, about that mentorship. And so, you know, one of the great writing assignments, and I've got them all in front of me, The Difference Between a Boy and a Man, Your the Most Vulnerable Area or Your Greatest Weakness, Trust, the Only Quality That Matters When It Comes Down to the Wire. And, you know, over 50 hours of time, you know, I can honestly say that I know you fairly well through your writing assignments, through our interaction in the classroom and also at Drexel. And now through, you know, your actual leadership in the WINGS program and moving forward with the Walmart Corporation. If we can, I'd like you to talk a little bit about how you were inspired and why you actually took a leadership role in WINGS and helped us to open up those seven stores.
When I came home, you know, immediately I started looking for a job myself in the beginning. And I'm thinking about employment and, you know, because I understand that one of the issues with a man coming home or a woman coming home from jail is that you need finances. You know, you need employment to take care of your responsibilities. And without that, it's a setup for you to go back into old behaviors, you know. So I wanted to get to work immediately myself. I wanted to be one of those ones who, you know, we talk about from 3 to 30 days get to work. From 3 to 30 days, you know, I wanted to be one of those ones. When I found out that was not going to happen, I said, okay, well, maybe I can help someone else get ready, you know, prepare, open the door. You know, somehow. And God, in the moment, in the Walmart that day, he gave me that, you know. But the reasoning behind it is that it's so much easier. If when you come home and someone says, listen, man, if you do this, this, and this, you can get this. We can send you to this store. If you make these meetings down here on Saturday morning, from 9 to 11:50, right? And you be consistent. You follow the instructions. You communicate effectively with your other members, and you say what's going on with you, and you allow someone to assist you, because that's what goes on. It's some coaching, some life coaching, and some other things. But if you follow those instructions, then we know also that you will follow the instructions of your employer, and you can be trusted with the brand. Of WINGS. You can be trusted with the brand of Walmart, because Walmart is the number one retail employer in the country. If I'm correct, I think they're number one. And there's a lot at stake. You know, when you go in the store and you're going there from WINGS, there's a lot at stake because we want to send the next individual behind you.
Exactly, so. Mark. And you've done a good job at opening up seven stores for us. And we have, you know, we've done well with the ShopRite Corporation. We want to thank the ShopRite company. We have 11 stores in Philadelphia. We have access to 30 in New Jersey and now one Lowe's store. We also have access to the store managers at 7 ShopRites and 7 Walmarts. And, you know, each store, you know, is to be respected. We have to prepare men and women for the actual interview process, the intention of going to work on time, which is 15 minutes early in the WINGS program. And our job is to help them to get position promotions, not just entry-level positions with small raises, but we're looking for position promotions of responsibility to help them to really do well. Now, look, Mark, I just want to give you a little information here. We have at the station about 2.5 minutes left in the show. So you and I are going to close out the show together. And I just want to remind our listeners that you're listening to Mark Owen, a wingman, And he attended the Wings program inside the Philadelphia prison system, but now is on the outside doing great work for the Wings program as a volunteer and also preparing for, you know, employment and employment for other people as well. So, Mark, we just want to thank you for coming on our show today and for sharing some of the things that have gone through your life and your impact on the Wings program. We want to thank you also for being part of Drexel University. We have a lot of work to do down there, and with your help, I know we're going to succeed in many corporations. You know, we've been able to make an impact preliminary with PNC Bank as well as Walmart and some of the other store giants. And so we have much work to do, but we only have another minute to go. Mark, I want to give you an opportunity to say something. And you've got the floor. You got it for 20 seconds.
20 seconds. In 20 seconds, the only thing I got to say, Joe, is to God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the thing he has done.
Thank you, my friend. And that was well said. I couldn't have said it better. I want to thank you, Lord, for everything you've given us today. I want to thank David Walker and Mark Owen for joining us. And we just want to take a moment to thank Dale and Jane and remember Kathy Gasson today and also Mother Angelica, who passed away this year. We just want to thank the Connolly Foundation also and the Charitable Exchange for their support and also for the Wells Fargo Organization for the new transitional home for the Wings program. I want to thank you, everyone, for listening in today to Finding God in Prison. My name is Joe Montone, your host. God bless you, and we'll listen to you next time here at Holy Spirit Radio. Have a great day.
In the morning sunrise, its golden glow came creeping and lighting up the world as it lay sleeping.